Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to Sports Daily with Jacob and Tommy. Still to come, Jim Rome at 11, right here on KFH.
Jacob Albrocht, Tommy Caster. This is Sports Daily on Wichita's number one sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily, hour number two. Kathy Stevens, our Wichita Sports Hall of Fame inductee. We are working on tracking her down, and we'll continue in the meantime. The IHOP hotline then is open, 869-1240 is that number to call. It's Jacob Albrocht, it's Paul Savage. It's a Thursday edition of Sports Daily. Thursdays are always crazy and wild and jam-packed and fun and exciting because we have lots of guests. We talked to Tim Fitzgerald, our K-State insider. Naquan Tomlin is back for K-State, among other things we discussed with Tim. You can find that on the Odyssey app. Just search KFH. We also talked with our betting insider, Chelsea Messenger, there in hour number one to get some angles on the NBA Finals. Let's dive into the NBA Finals just strictly from a basketball standpoint, Paul, here, as we get game one tonight. Denver won the meetings this season. There's something about Miami, and I guess this is really like, I know we're all looking at Nikola Jokic, and I am too, and I think this is a legacy game for him and, you know, can solidify just how amazing he is and how historically great he likely will be. But I think, Paul, it's just as interesting here, a series for Jimmy Butler, because sometimes, and it doesn't happen very often, but it happens with the greatest players, right? There are players that can will their teams and put them on their back, even when they might be outmatched, to an NBA championship. We saw Michael Jordan do that. We've certainly seen LeBron James do that. Jimmy Butler has that opportunity here. And if Jimmy Butler's greatness is that intangible thing we've liked about, you know, some of the great players, Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, whatever that killer instinct is, that big game, you know, mentality. Butler's, like Jokic, also never had a platform like this where they're clear underdogs by everybody's standard. And they, you know, maybe shouldn't be here on paper, but they are. And he's a big reason for it. Whose legacy will be impacted more by this series one way or the other, Jokic's or Butler's, do you think?
Jokic's right now, because obviously he's the favorite. He's the key. I mean, obviously Butler's a key too, but Jokic does so much. Everything around that basketball team hinges on him, offensively, defensively. I don't know that in our lifetime we've seen a big man who passes the ball so well. He does so many things so well, runs the floor, dribbles. I mean, it's an amazing guy. Now, I'm not taking anything away from Jimmy Butler. I mean, he's fantastic. Do I want Butler on my team? Yeah, I want him on my team. But yeah, right now, this is going to be This is going to be Denver's to lose, and it will be one of the upsets of the of our lifetime if Denver does not win the NBA Finals. It'll just be an upset that we will very rarely see anything like. And but I think that right now, you look at this game, I think, and here's my heart talking, Jacob. Here's my heart talking. I want this to be a fantastic series. I really do. And I think it's going to be a home and home. I think that the Heat will do well at home, but I think they'll probably struggle in Denver. Denver is a tough place to win basketball games. Was this year, has been in the past. So my expectations are home and homes. Both home teams are going to have advantages, whoever's at home.
Well, Miami's not going to be favored in any game.
No.
As you don't have some sort of energy.
No,
but,
I know that.
But I think that the interesting thing is Butler's on total house money. And so when I ask the question of, like, whose legacy will be impacted more, I think that Butler's legacy won't be impacted at all if they don't win this series.
Well, that's a good point.
Jokic's legacy will be solidified if they do. Jokic's legacy, for all the wrong reasons, will take a massive hit if yes. they don't. And Butler's legacy would be solidified if they won, too. I feel like Butler's on house money here, right? Like, that's what intrigues me, I think, the most about this series. I'm rooting for Denver. I want Denver to win the series. I want Jokic and his greatness to get justified. But, boy, there is a part of me that wants to see if Butler can do that. And if he can, I do think, Paul, that it puts him in this rarefied air with guys that don't do this very often in the NBA, where you can't really define it. Like, you know, I suppose the one difference is, like, Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, they were all and are all considered the greatest, right? Like, by, you know, some Butler's not considered that, but here he is. And if he can win a game or a series like this, it makes me curious. It does. Again, house money. If they lose it, he loses nothing. Jokic has far more to lose in this series than Butler does. Again, we're just talking about legacy, right? Like, everybody All right. wants to win, and we know that. We're just talking about the conversations we'll have about these players in the aftermath. That part of it is really, really intriguing to me, just to see if Miami and Butler can make this thing interesting, because Denver's better. I'm with everybody on that. I totally agree. I don't know if they're 8.5 points better at home tonight, by the way, but they're better. I get it. We'll have much more on that as we make our way through. All right. Let's get to a Wichita Sports Hall of Fame induction. We've got Kathy Stevens here. Paul, set us up here for this latest induction.
Well, Jacob, thank you so much for allowing us to induct one more Wichita Sports Hall of Famer right here on Sports Daily. Today we're going to induct Kathy Stevens, who comes to golf by naturally from her father, Shocker Hall of Famer Johnny Stevens. Now, there's some championships involved with Kathy's career. Are you sitting down for this one? Oh, I see you on our streaming. You are sitting down. Good. I wanted you to sit down. Kathy's career includes three individual Kansas High School State Golf Championships, a team championship at Capen, a 1991 Big Eight Golf Championship while attending the University of Oklahoma. She has four Kansas State Women Championships and nine Wichita City Golf Championships for women. My gosh, this lady's a winner. She has really set a high standard for all future lady golfers in this city. And it's an honor and a privilege to present to the listeners of Sports Daily for induction, Kathy Stevens. Kathy, how are you?
Good. I appreciate that little intro. Makes me feel like I was decent.
Well, I think that's probably the case. And, you know, obviously we mentioned your dad. We got to start this out with paying a little homage to your father, Johnny Stevens, who's considered one of the best male golfers of all time in the city of Wichita, went on to Wichita State, Shocker Hall of Famer, for guys' sakes. Long time ago, we inducted your father into the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame. You probably were at his induction, I'm guessing. But anyway, you come from a great family. What impact did your dad have on your golf career?
Oh, well, He was my teacher. He taught our whole family everything we know. He's a perfectionist and loves the golf swing. So, and just the competitive nature of golf and just everything that golf does for people in life. And so he actually taught all of us everything we know, from the swing to the mental aspect to putting, chipping. And I mean, I wouldn't have played if it wasn't for him.
Well, I love that, Kathy, was as a dad who's trying to get two daughters to play golf and hopefully play it better than me, but just to play it with them. Like, how special is that early on, just to be able to, like, I just think of, like, you know, vacations. Like, all right, see you later. We're going to play golf, right? That's a really cool relationship to be able to have.
Yeah, we only took vacations that surrounded golf, and we just played a lot together. And he still plays with my kids and with my nephew Sam every chance he gets. Every night he's out with my two girls playing, and I even play in the evening nine holes with him still. So it's very special. It's really a neat relationship to have.
You know, when we talk about Kathy Stevens and being inducted into the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame, there's only two women golfers in the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame, Judy Bell, and, of course, Marilyn Smith, who we lost, maybe a year or two ago. Wonderful ladies. Marilyn was just always so wonderful to me and a very, very good friend. Talk a little about the legacy of Wichita golf for ladies, as you have now played for many, many years, and you have put your mark on this city with golf. Talk about what's going on in golf with the ladies in this city.
Oh, well, first of all, Marilyn Smith and Judy Bell, I was fortunate enough to meet them when I was younger, and they were unbelievable inspirations to me, not only me, because my dad actually told me everything about them while I was playing, and but to many people around the country. And so it's really neat and special that they are, you know, have Wichita connections. And in the city now, I think there's a lot of great junior girl golfers coming through. And I hope that I've told my children about those two ladies and what they did for golf. And I hope that the other younger generation knows what they did, because they brought golf to the forefront of sports for women. So, it's neat that we're part of that. We're part of Wichita's history, and they were ones that started it.
Well, yeah, and, you know, it's women's sports in general that is just exploding right now, whether it's golf, softball at Wichita State, basketball has always been a big deal here. You know, the evolution of it is fantastic to see, and you know, it feels good to see it, right? Are you pleased with the progress being made? I suppose there can always be more, but it feels like it's in as good a spot or better than it ever has been.
Oh, I completely agree. It's in as good a spot as it can be, and I don't know that it can get any better. I mean, women have been given such a huge opportunity, and golf is just something, it's a life skill that it teaches you so much about responsibility and competition in life and winning and losing and integrity and honesty. And it's such a great sport to play and learn. And women have been given huge, huge opportunity right now. I don't think it can get any better.
Well, I see that exactly. I think you're exactly right. And I really need to know at least one thing on your career, and that is, when you were playing, there were some unbelievable women playing professional golf. And growing up, you had the opportunity to see many of those women, some of the greatest of all time. And I'm not taking anything away from Patty Berg or Babes Rakus or Kathy Whitworth. I don't mean to do that. But you came up and you came up with some great women golfers. Who did you follow? Who did you kind of like? Who was that one lady on Monday morning you were going to check the newspaper and see how did she do in the tournament she was playing? Who was that one or two ladies that you used to follow?
Well, I followed Annika Sorenstam, and I'll tell you the reason is because I was able in college to play with her. She has no idea who I am, but I knew who she was. And so just being able to compare myself to her while we played, and then after she went on to go pro, and I just loved watching her. I loved her swing. I loved how her attitude, her desire to win. So it was just natural for me to just follow her and see and just watch her. Now, if you were going to ask me who today, I love Nelly Korda. I love her swing. I love that she can hit it far. She just stands out to me more than the other players that are out there.
Right. By the way, you've got a daughter playing. Before we do our induction with you, you just came back from a big tournament for your daughter. You have a daughter playing. What's it mean to you to have your daughter following in your footsteps playing golf?
Oh, you know, I don't know if it's following in my footsteps, but just watching both of them grow in the sport and see that they, you know, that they can succeed and see how they handle defeat and just being out there with them, it's so much fun. I mean, I can't tell you. It's just a lot of fun to watch. And my dad gets to go, and he caddied for my younger one yesterday in a tournament, and it's just really special. It's just really neat and fun.
Wow, how's that for an advantage, having Johnny Stevens on your bag? Are you kidding? I mean, that doesn't almost seem fair to me in a lot of ways, but that is so cool. Johnny caddying for your for his granddaughter. That is fair. Yep. That made my day. Jacob, that made my day. But anyway, well, congratulations, Kathy. We're so proud of you and the Stevens family. And even though you're the second Stevens to go in, sorry about that. Johnny went first. But we're so glad to have you on the show today. And between Jacob and myself, we're grateful to have you and be able to induct you into the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame. So I guess at this moment, let me just sort of officially make this a done deal. And that is, Kathy Stevens, you are officially inducted into the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame. You've been nominated and elected into the Hall of Fame, and you now have all the rights and privileges pertaining of your membership into the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Kathy.
Well,
congratulations to your entire family, and congratulations to Johnny, too. I'm going to throw him in there if you don't mind.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're so proud to have another representative from the Stevens family in the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame. Thank you so much, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Well, I appreciate it. Wichita means the world to our family, and so I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathy. We appreciate it. Tell Johnny, Jacob and Paul said hi.
I'll do it.
Well, thank you so much. How about that right there, Jacob? That's
good stuff.
She's a golfer, Reggie. I mean, if you go out and you play around with her, leave your wallet in the locker. Okay.
I don't bring mine out much. Paul, I'm a much better trash talker than golfer. But when you're at the level like Kathy and those, it doesn't matter. You can talk all the trash you want. Sometimes it's motivating. We appreciate Kathy stopping by. Big congratulations to her for the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame induction. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Sports Daily rolling through this Thursday edition. As we go, let's give something away here. Let's give away some ticket vouchers to the Wichita Wind Surge. They're good for any home game you want to go to. So
like it.
It. You pick the voucher, then you get to pick the game, courtesy of us here at Sports Daily and KFH. We'll give those away right now during the break on the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. Paul and I will be back with more Sports Daily.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily, KFH, Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage, alongside you here. Glad to be here. It's been a jam-packed start to the show. Thursdays always are. We've got guests. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. But the IHOP hotline is open the rest of the way, 869-1240. You can also leave your comments on our video stream there, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. We can get those and chat about them as well. Catch your breath a little bit on a Thursday, Paul, here. DeAndre Hopkins still doesn't have a home. Should he have a home? How much should somebody be willing to pay? And, you know, it's an interesting dynamic, right? All the good teams that Hopkins probably wants to play for can't really afford him. And if he wants that money, he's probably going to have to go to a bad team. This will be an interesting I don't know how this is going to go. Because it's hard to know. You know, he just signed with an agency, which makes me think he's not going to take a discount here. And in that scenario, he's probably going to have to settle for playing for a team that's not, at least at this point, considered a Super Bowl contender.
Well, this morning, just about 8 o'clock, just about an hour before we came on, I saw an article that the Jets have pulled out of the sweepstakes for DeAndre Hopkins. So the Jets are out. And, you know, I didn't ever think the Jets would be one of those teams. And now I know they're not going to be, but that wasn't the reason I thought. But you still got Kansas City Chiefs. You got the Bills as the front runners.
Yeah, but they can't pay him. The
Chiefs can't.
Top dot. Neither can the Bills.
Yeah.
And that's what's interesting about this. Like, if it's going to be one of those teams, and my gut reaction, like, right off the hip, right when it was announced, is that always going to be a Chief because maybe there's a chance he will do like a prove it deal and reestablish his market value. But man, I just don't know.
Right.
When he signed with the agency and that guy, I'm like, that doesn't seem like discount territory for me. And we're seeing the Chiefs talk up Justin Ross a lot in the last, you know, couple of weeks, which again, like, are they really into Justin Ross or are they just saying that? Like, I don't know, but I have come way off that now. I don't think DeAndre Hopkins is going to be a Chief anymore because
right.
I don't know that I think he's going to take a discount. So then it becomes who's going to be willing to pay him and does the team exist that maybe is a contender, that maybe would pay him? Cleveland still jumps out to me and the Ravens also. The Ravens and Cleveland, though, have some talented receivers already there. So it's sort of like a if you have it, spend it, right? Like, we don't need anything else. We think he could put us over the top because they don't really need another receiver necessarily. The Cowboys sort of need a receiver, but I don't know that they'll be in either, and I don't know that that's a good fit by quarterback to receiver. I don't know, Paul. I mean, he's going to go somewhere. He's too good. I can't get a good feel for it.
Well, Cleveland and the Ravens were the two teams that I would think of if I wasn't thinking Chiefs and Bills.
The Jets made sense, too, but that looks like that ship sailed.
Well, it looks like it, at least as of a couple hours ago. Who knows? They may hop back in. Can I throw out a wild card? Can I throw out Tampa?
Yeah.
Tampa Bay? I'm going to throw them. I don't know why, but I saw one mention of them on a story about this. And I thought to myself, okay, I don't know if it makes sense, but, I mean, there's a lot about this story that makes me shake my head and say, none of this makes sense. With regards to this guy, particularly at his age. I mean, he's not exactly, you know, fresh into the league. I mean, he's up there in age. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I think you're exactly right with Kansas City. And if anybody who's a Chiefs fan was thinking, well, I hope they sign this guy, I don't think it's going to happen. There's too much problem with the cap with Kansas City. I think if they were going to bump the cap, I think they're going to bump it with other players other than him.
Well, they're
going to
get Chris Jones re-signed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like just looking at the cap, and I'm using spottrack.com, which is a pretty good place for this, because the NFL salary cap is pretty difficult to understand. But just in cap space, in its simplest metric, Kansas City has the least in football, and Buffalo has the third least. So So does Tampa, by the way. I do agree that anybody in the NFC South does make some sense because that division is absolutely wide open. The interesting thing about that division, though, is Hopkins' clearly stated desire to play with a good quarterback. And on paper, you know, I mean, you could maybe consider Derek Carr a good quarterback. And that's why New Orleans has been interested. New Orleans has money, by the way. So do the Panthers have a lot of money, which is sort of interesting on a shorter deal. Tampa doesn't have a lot of money, and Atlanta has some space. So, and I think all four of those teams could justify, right? We think we're good enough to win the division. That is as wide open a division, I think, as there is in football. And it does make sense that he goes to one of those teams in the division. I mean, if you're Carolina and you just invested in Bryce Young, they reportedly here have almost $28 million of cap space. They got plenty of space to go get DeAndre Hopkins. Are you doing Bryce Young a favor by bringing in Hopkins, a receiver of that caliber? Or is that sort of a burden to put on a young quarterback to feel the desire to get a receiver? Like, is Bryce Young equipped for that at this point in his career? Like, is he ready to know how to, right, take advantage of a skill set of a guy like Hopkins? I think it's all going to come down to what Hopkins wants. I think any of those teams in the South, I'm with you when you say Tampa, because I think Carolina, Atlanta, or New Orleans make some sense too. I just don't know, like, when you sign an agent, and Hopkins apparently has always represented himself. When you sign an agent, though, that would tell me you're looking to maximize, right, your earning potential. I don't think you sign an agent if you're ready to go in and take a prove-it deal, are you? Like, that doesn't make a lot of sense to
me. No, it doesn't. But, you know, and the more I think about this, the more I think there's a wild card with the New Orleans Saints that we've got to think about. Maybe I'm off. Tell me if you think I'm off on that. That's John Gruden. Reports are John Gruden.
Going in there?
Going in. He's
yeah,
gonna,
but he
he's
didn't.
Gonna, I don't know that he's going
to
be.
He didn't have any connections, I don't think, to Hopkins that I know about.
No. But he does with Derek Carr.
Offensive mind.
But he does with Derek Carr. And so that's part of the reason they want to bring Gruden in is to, you know, get that connection made between the offense and Derek Carr. And it makes total sense to me. Now, I know that that Coach Gruden has said some crazy things and done, you know. I always liked a guy, though. I always, you know, his quarterback show, whatever that was called, I can't remember what it was, where they bring
a football personality.
Yeah, as a football personality. He had a show where he'd bring a quarterback and they'd look at film and they'd do things. They'd go out and throw the football. I enjoyed that. Jacob, it's not often, but I learned things about the offensive position of quarterback and receivers watching that show. I actually learned stuff because that's how deep and well done it was. It was. I mean, so I just think that possibly it could be that, you know, this is a guy who's going to look at a team with some cap space and go, you know something? This might be where I want to go because of Gruden. There's going to be some great minds on the offensive side of the football, and it could be I can tie in with Derek Carr because Derek Carr can get the job done. You know, I was sorry to see him leave Vegas, but you know something? Those kind of things happen. That's the way it goes. But I'll tell you what, John Gruden could be the deciding factor. Now, I could be wrong. I'm just speculating. But Gruden may play a part in this.
Yeah. Maybe.
A lot of things that could play a part right now, isn't there?
Yeah, I it just feels so wide open, and that's okay. Like,
well,
the other part of it is receivers of this age, especially ones that are coming off injury, don't age particularly well. Julio Jones is the most recent example. Julio Jones is a Hall of Famer.
No question.
And, you know, you hit this age at that position and it gets more difficult. And this is why I've always been interested in Hopkins, because DeAndre Hopkins, you know, is productive always, right? Like, he's always productive. And he's had the injuries the last 2 years in Arizona. But when he's played, he's been pretty productive, right? And he's always a touchdown guy. What's his health like? Because he's entering his age 31 season here. Mm-hmm. And just go look at what guys typically do at that age, and it's tough. So I get it for a lot of these teams, But for the teams, what makes the most sense and what's beginning to make the most sense, like if it's not going to be the Chiefs or the Bills, and that seems unlikely. The Jets always, to me, made the most sense, but they're clearly out. But if it's not going to be the Chiefs or the Bills, I just look at the list. Like if you've got money to spend, there is an appropriate risk level, I would think, in bringing in a guy like DeAndre Hopkins. Detroit? Hopkins could really help them, right? And I know that's been rumored around.
No, it's not going to be Detroit. It's not. I don't believe that there's going to be any interest in him in Detroit
because they're so devoted to running the ball, or
that's what? That's part of it. But it's an old school situation, much more of an old school situation in Detroit than it is. And I think that's probably not something he wants to be quite as involved with. It's just not going to be.
I mean, they won't throw the ball as much. I mean, and that's
what
I mean.
They want
to run just a chance to go get paid and win games.
Yeah.
Detroit would make sense.
Well,
right?
Maybe
he would make them better.
Sure.
He'd give them a good red zone target at the minimum, right?
And okay, so I'll buy that.
I don't know. But the problem, like Odell Beckham Jr. just showed us that market value, and I'll take Hopkins over Odell Beckham Jr. like 100
times
out of 100.
Well, right now you would, yes, right.
Sure, and OBJ made like $15 million. So, I mean, I think that it's not like he's priced out of the market. That's what's so interesting here. If I'm Carolina, I mean, if I'm Chicago, like Chicago could use a weapon to give Justin Fields. That division's pretty open this year now, isn't it? Like, if you're Chicago, are you so far away from the perceived favorite, which would be the Vikings, I suppose, again, or Detroit? But then it comes back to Hopkins. Like, are you satisfied going to Chicago? Because your production's probably not going to be very high in Chicago. So what I mean is, like, I don't understand and have a good grasp on, like, for D-Hop, like, is it, are you looking at this from a right now, or are you looking at this from a bigger picture and trying to get another contract? Because I think those are two different things. There aren't a lot of places where those things can synergize. The Jets were one of them, but they're off the market. I think Cleveland probably still is, and Baltimore probably still is. And if you're, you know, D-Hop, I think those would be the two places that you would desire the most. Although Cleveland doesn't have a ton of space. They don't have a ton of space. Baltimore does. I think that. Or what are the chances, Paul, it's a team we're not even thinking about? Like, we haven't even considered here. I don't think he'd go back to Houston, by the way.
Well, you got
to
look at the quarterback. You got to look at,
you know, what about like the Packers? You know, what about,
no.
Right, like no. The Patriots. You know, there are teams out there that are interesting. I don't know where this goes. Heck, the Vikings. We just mentioned the NFC North, the Vikings. Like, put him with Justin Jefferson in that group. I mean, he's good enough, Paul, that he's going to make any team better, isn't he?
Well, he is. He's going to make any quarterback better, but he wants a good quarterback. This has already been stated. The reason
but what's a good quarterback, right?
Well, like, let's go top 10. If you go top 10, let's go top 10 quarterbacks.
That's going to be tough.
It's going to be a little tougher, and that's why I think the Jets were in this. I think they were a top 5 team before they pulled out of the sweepstakes for Hopkins. But with that being said, it's going to be somebody that has a quarterback. And I'm not saying it's going to be a Patrick Mahomes. There's only a couple of those. And those teams may or may not, you know, decide to, you know, sign him. But, you know, it's going to be somebody. It's going to be one of those guys, one of those quarterbacks. It's going to be one of those guys, a Deshaun Watson, or it's going to be somebody like that. Or maybe, you know, the Derek Carrs. It's going to be one of those really good second tier. And I use the word second tier only because you've got such a great high tier with guys like Josh Allen and Mahomes. So it's going to be somebody that has a lot of potential. But it's going to also be somebody that's got to have cap rate. Put all those things together, and then maybe you'll figure out where he's going. But I do not know. You know, we will not know. We will not figure it out until the day he says, hey, everybody, this is who I'm signing with. And then we'll shake our head and go, really? And I'm predicting we'll go, we didn't see that one coming. That's going to be my prediction.
It's a dark horse. I think I'm kind of falling there, too. I don't. It's wide open. It is an interesting one with a lot of wrinkles and interesting components to it. But we'll watch it. D-Hop still doesn't have a team. Reportedly, the Jets are out, and it sounds like the Bills might be out too. But I think that he's going to get paid. I think he's going to get paid. All right, let's take a quick break. An NBA coach hiring that is historic in nature. It's an interesting one, but we'll hit on that. We'll talk a little more NBA finals as we make our way through. We'll get back. I want to revisit a couple of just the headlines that came out right at the top there that we mentioned before getting to our break here. We'll do it next. IHOP hotline is open, 869-1240. It's all Brockton Savage. It is Thursday. We'll be right back.
And give us your thoughts.
It's absolutely crazy.
316-869-1240. This is your home for sports. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Oh, okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, Paul. Welcome back in, everybody. It's Sports Daily. I'm Jacob Albrock. Chad Chambers producing for us. Our thanks to all our guests today, which you can go back and hear on the Odyssey app. Let's go back to, Paul, this Bronny James news. This is good stuff for K-State fans here. His season next year will be fascinating. It will be overhyped, I'm sure. It will be amplified, certainly, but it'll be fun, I think. Like, we haven't had, you know, it's been, what, Zion Williamson since we've had a prep player come in with this much hype, and this obviously has an even different component than that. But I've been impressed with Bronny, and I don't follow him on the social media stuff. Like, I don't, but what I do know is, it felt like there was no chance he would live up to the hype, you know, maybe about a year ago this time. And then he went out there and improved his status and by almost all accounts became a much better player and is now a legitimate top high school player coming in and a legitimate NBA prospect and all of those things. And I suppose if there was ever anybody, you know, wired to handle this sort of attention, it's been him because he's been getting it forever. And his dad gets it constantly and can coach him through that and was the most celebrated high school athlete maybe of all time. You know what, Arch Manning, maybe in that same mold. But even then, not like LeBron was. Like LeBron was, you know, he was everything as a prep player. He sort of invented our fascination with prep players, it feels like. But Bronny's handled it well. And, man, that's really cool for K-State to share that platform because it's going to be a big one. It will be as big as any platform. I mean, I would venture to guess, without knowing anything else, Paul, that this will be the biggest headline.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Of the start of the college basketball season will be his first game, don't you think?
Well, there'll be every news outlet, every media person of any note will be at that game just because LeBron's going to be there and, of course, his son playing the first college game. So, yeah, there's going to be somewhat of an attention getter for K-State because they're going to get attention that, quite frankly, they may not get much of until, you know, the Big 12 season started. So it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. I always hesitate, though, with all the pressure that comes with being a youngster, with being, you know, the son of a guy like LeBron James and those comparisons. They're going to be made. It's not fair. It's not fair to the kid. But you and I both know those are going to be assumptions and comparisons made to LeBron. They're going to happen. And I feel bad about that for the kid because he doesn't get to enjoy his freshman year like most freshmen would. But that's what happens when you have a famous dad. But with that being said, it'll be interesting to see how good this kid really is when he starts playing at the D1 level. I think he's going to be pretty good. He's a chip off the old block more than likely. And I think it's interesting that he ends up at USC. And I think that's kind of smart because although he may not be there long enough to end up in the Big Ten, I'd sure like to see him play through a Big Ten schedule, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like he's been improved enough to be a one and done. You never know, though, and his NIL opportunities are going to be tremendous. I don't know. I would say the likelihood of him playing more than one season are very, very low, especially now that he has, by, again, all accounts of people who do this for a living, become a good enough player to be that, right? Like, so I think we're probably only going to get it for 1 year, but I am excited. I enjoyed, like, the Zion Williamson hype train was sort of fun. Like, I don't know that we get that as much as we used to for whatever reason. You know, it's not as common maybe, but we don't get those type of, I think the difference between Zion and Bronny is, you know, Bronny is there partly because of who he is and partly because of his ability. Zion, you know, we didn't know, you know, he didn't have a famous dad like LeBron James, obviously. But if you missed it, K-State will get to play USC in the season opener for USC. So that's happening in Vegas. It's one of those early season tournaments, you know, we probably wouldn't pay a whole lot of attention to. But, you know, honestly, though, Paul, like, that's kind of a big spot for K-State, too, because Jerome Tang, you know, built all this momentum and everybody fell in love with K-State and him in the NCAA tournament, right? Well, how about this opportunity now? You get a chance. The last thing everybody remembers about K-State is how fun they were and all the dancing and Jerome Tang's, you know, bleeding charisma and, you know, enthusiasm and all these things that everybody fell in love with. And then, boom, so they leave college basketball's biggest platform where they became the darling of things, which is remarkable now that you think about it because there was a true Cinderella in FAU in there. But not a true Cinderella. FAU was very, very good. But in a tournament where we saw teams like FAU and San Diego State make runs, it was K-State who plays in the Big 12 that became everybody's darling. Anyway, so you leave that, and then you start the next college basketball season, Paul, again on the biggest platform.
Yeah, pretty cool.
It's a pretty big deal for K-State. Don't understate that. Like, having those, you know, that much exposure and national eyeballs on you, it matters a lot. And to go back-to-back like that, that'll be an interesting spot for K-State.
Right.
Because we don't know, as we talked about with Tim Fitzgerald off the top, we don't know a lot about that roster.
Right. And, of course, here's the one thing. There's going to be media similar to like a Final Four at that game. You just know there is. There's. It's good.
I think so.
I think that's a real possibility. What would a K-State victory mean to that program over USC with LeBron James's son highlighting the USC squad? I think it's fantastic. I think, you know, the upside on a victory.
I don't know.
Oh, it's got to be.
I don't know
huge.
How much the victory. I think as much as anything, K-State, whether they win or lose, because we got to see some about their roster. But whether they win or lose, it's a real opportunity, I think, for them, and you know they'll take advantage because they've done such a good job capitalizing, just to remind people about the direction they're headed. And when you think about a guy like Naquan Tomlin, Paul, who decided to withdraw from the NBA draft and come back with those eyes where his goal will be to become one of those players, there will not be a better opportunity for Naquan Tomlin to put himself on that NBA radar even further than to play well
yes.
in that game.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Like right out of the gates, I don't know that there's anybody with more to gain from that platform than Naquan Tomlin will have. And, I mean, we get this news the day he decides to come back. He has got to be ecstatic right now because he's coming back to improve his draft prospect. He's been a draft prospect, Paul. When the season started, it was Naquan Tomlin that was sort of on the NBA radar when you looked at draft boards because of, you know, his raw potential is all there, right? We talked about it all year last year. Now, with another year of seasoning, like, we saw Ochai Agbaji skyrocket in his status. Jalen Wilson probably did a little of that. Christian Brown did a little of that. Boy, Naquan Tomlin has the ability to take it even further than those guys. Now, am I saying I think he's going to come out and have that sort of season, right, that we've seen from some of the KU guys, or we saw even from Marquise Noel last year? No, that's probably unfair. But to centralize and tantalize those NBA scouts a little bit, and the whole country, really, as a player where everyone's like, huh, who is that guy? He looks like an NBA player. He's pretty good. Naquan Tomlin's got tremendous opportunity in all this.
Yeah. And not only that, this is like going in several directions. This is such a big game because of the coverage and all the eyeballs that'll be on. It's important to the coaching staff, how they're perceived in the country. It's important to the Kansas State team overall. And it's important to guys like Tomlin in particular. If you want eyeballs to fix on you and put you on the radar of a lot of teams or of a lot of opportunity for NIL and that kind of stuff, you got to play well. So this is a huge game in three different ways: team, coaching staff, and individual players. Play well in this game, and it'll pay dividends. Don't play well, and you may not overcome it because you'll be an afterthought.
I don't think there's anything to overcome. It'll just be a missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity is better said. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know that it's going to have a tremendous – it won't have a tremendous impact on this season.
What? Yes, it will. It will. Play well in this game is like the most important thing maybe for the whole season – for Kansas State. I think you're writing that
it's
off.
It's a November 6th
care.
Game.
I don't
now,
care.
You know, they may not get a bigger platform this season for the long term. You know, the implications are bigger for like Naquan Tomlin. But if Kansas State loses that game, we're not going to look back in February and be like, man, if they'd only won that game against USC.
Maybe.
No. I think Naquan Tomlin could look back and be like, I wish I'd have played better in that game.
Yeah, that's
for
darn sure.
You know, the program could look back and be like, boy, we laid an egg there. We missed an opportunity.
Boy,
but,
as far as resume this year, I don't know
how much it'll do. All right, we'll come back. We'll wrap up this edition of Sports Daily. We'll tell you what's on tap today right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.